This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Answering the need and providing a valuable service, that's the rationale behind the Halliburton Highlands Health Service's new shuttle bus service. And if you live in West Guilford, Carnarvon, Minden, or Wilberforce, it's a service that's worth so much more than money. The shuttle bus service, the brainchild of Triple HS staff, has been operating every Wednesday since June 4th, picking up people in far-flung communities across the county and bringing them to Halliburton to do grocery runs, pharmacy visits, and banking, then getting them safely back home. Amanda Rowden, Community Support Service and Volunteer Manager at Triple HS, is thrilled to offer this new service that puts the community's people first.
Each year we survey our CSS clients and we do a client satisfaction survey. And it was something that came up consistently in our surveys where the clients were identifying it was a need. It was a barrier to them being able to stay home longer. We provide medical transportation, but this was for things like groceries, going to the bank, maybe getting an ID up to date. So it was something that came up consistently and we thought, well, what can we do about this? And here we are. Community support services, so CSS clients. So any of our community support service clients, which are seniors that are 55 plus and or adults living with disabilities. It was a consistent feedback in our client satisfaction surveys from the community that we are isolated seniors. My husband, my husband's always been the one that's done the driving. I've never had a license and he's just recently lost his license due to his eyesight. Now we're stranded at home. There's nobody that will deliver us groceries because we live on Drag Lake. What are we going to do? How do we get our food? Our family lives in wherever, let's just say Toronto, and we have no way of getting any food other than Meals on Wheels because we do deliver Meals on Wheels to clients' homes. That's the easiest way that we can get meals. And other than that, it's a struggle. We're paying a taxi cab. We're paying a neighbor.
The goal for CSS clients is to keep them in the communities they love by providing the services they need to do so. The shuttle takes a lot of pressure off of those clients who live in the outer fringes of Halliburton County and don't drive or have access to a vehicle for getting out and running errands. The shuttle bus program collects riders at their home and returns them there every week, taking away any stress they had about getting around.
We have hubs, so we're doing like Wilberforce, Minden and Halliburton, but we're grouping areas and with the different hubs. So for example, Wilberforce, we're grouping like Torrey Hill and Gunnerham with that shuttle. If it's a Minden, we're doing Carnarvon and that kind of area up in Carnarvon and kind of, well, we even had somebody calls from Dorset. So as far as that, and then obviously Halliburton, we're grouping West Guilford and Eagle Lake into the Halliburton runs. You have to call in the Monday by the end of the day before the week shuttle. So say you want to go on a Wednesday and next Wednesday is Halliburton, let's just say. And you go, okay, I got to make sure I call this number. And it's Janet, the coordinator who you'll be reaching out to, and let her know I want to access the shuttle for that Wednesday. And then that way we base what we need for transport, drivers and for vehicles off of that end of day number. So we're doing grocery stores, we're doing pharmacies, we're doing the Service Canada office. You know, it's trial and error. It is a pilot. So we're just seeing how it goes. And we're just trying to think outside the box.
The shuttle bus works on a fee-for-service platform with riders paying $15 per round trip. The service came as a result of Triple HS being able to add to its fleet of vans last year. There are now 4 vans of various load restrictions providing the shuttle service. So far, Amanda says, the feedback has been positive.
So far, we're hearing nothing but positive feedback. Like clients are just like, oh my gosh, this is just such a godsend. Like I haven't been able to, I haven't stepped foot into a grocery store. One lady said, I haven't stepped foot into a grocery store for 2 years because I just get my groceries delivered. So like, it's kind of getting people back into the community, which is more what it's about than obviously it's about getting people what they need, but it's about that taking a look at our isolated seniors and how we can better support them. There's a couple of people, a couple of clients who have said, for Life Labs, for example, I have Life Labs come to me. I pay for a home visit. Now they go out and, maybe they get to see a friend that they haven't seen in a while and have a conversation while they're waiting to have their blood drawn. So it's all about getting people back out in the world.
While the County of Halliburton is currently studying providing a similar shuttle service, HHS is thrilled to have answered the needs of clients in the communities they live in. Rowden said they're willing to share the lessons they've learned to date with county officials in the future. For more information or to book your shuttle ride, contact Janet at HHS at 705-457-2941, extension 2925.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.